This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back to Wayne's World. Wayne Allyn. National TV in front of 50 million homes, Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish. You can also watch us at NewsmaxTV.com and many cable systems around the country. If your cable system doesn't carry us, ask them to carry Newsmax TV. So you can watch your favorite show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, etc., etc. By the way, gold has been flying. Gold was down just a dollar today, but it's at $1,340, the highest price in 2 years, and it has just been flying because of the possibility of trade wars and the possibility of real wars in North Korea, now the possibility of a real war in Syria, and the possibility of President Trump being impeached, and all these things cause stress and chaos and crisis and controversy, and that's gold's middle name. When things are bad, you want to own gold. And so it's just interesting that the main title sponsor of the show is Tangible Investments, and they happen to sell precious metals, gold and silver, and other precious metals. They sell gold coins, rare coins. And so those are the things that go up when there's worry. And so you need to call Tangible Investments. If you want to have some sort of an insurance policy against the economy going to hell, stock market crash, debt crisis, etc., war in the Middle East, you want to own some gold. You want to own some silver. You want to own some precious metals. You want to own some rare coins. And the first 100 callers not only get all that information, but they also not only get educated, and they can make some money if you buy right, and the timing's good, but they also get absolutely free a American Silver Eagle coin so your kids can start their coin collection. First 100 callers get it. Ready, set, go. 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, that's 800-780-9000. This is the most caller-friendly show in America, 844-WAR-NOW-1. We went 2 weeks where we couldn't take calls, and I think some of you got out of the habit of calling, and so I want to make sure you get back in the habit of calling. I will take calls at any time, and I see them, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-927-6691 is the phone number, and we'd love to take your calls. Now, I keep saying that the reason that they raided Michael Cohen's office first, I think that this is just veered off course from Russian collusion that didn't exist to now a sex scandal. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Not a sex scandal while he's president. Can you imagine if you had an affair 10 years ago and then ran for president 10 years later, and then the entire country hired a special prosecutor and spent tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money to go after your affair from 10 years ago. This is ridiculous. So that's the number one reason, is it's turned into a perverted sex, sex kind of situation. Sex scandal investigation. Ridiculous. Mueller is just ridiculous. Number two, they're going after the RNC, Republican National Committee, finance success. They've outraised the Democrats 2-1, and the Democrats are mad. So they took down Steve Wynn, then they took down the number two man, now they're taking down the number three man, which is Michael Cohen. The same lawyer, same name, same guy, that they raided his home yesterday, in his office, in his hotel. It's all about the RNC and the fundraising prowess. And it's all about taking down Donald Trump. It's got nothing to do with right and wrong, nothing to do with crimes committed. And then number three, there's even a number three, they're trying to blot out of the news headlines that Trump is doing a great job. I read you earlier in hour number one all the wonderful news stories that are out that aren't out there about the economy doing fantastic, and they're not out there because Stormy Daniels is blocking The View. I could say something right now, but I won't. But a certain part of Stormy's anatomy is blocking The View, blocking out all news. Stormy is blocking out the news, and Karen McDougal is blocking out the news, and now Donald Trump's Access Hollywood tape is blocking out the news. What they don't want you to know is I wanted Trump to be elected number one to kill ISIS, and he's doing that, and he did it. Biden is basically dead. And number two, to support Israel. This is not in any particular order. I'm just giving you a few things I wanted that were important to me. Number two, support Israel. And Trump, 100% support of Israel. Fantastic, wonderful. Best president ever for Israel. Number three, cut my taxes. He did it. Fantastic. And more to come. Number five, cut regulations dramatically. He did it. Number six, get rid of Obamacare. He tried. He tried hard. He didn't make it go away, but he killed the mandate. That's pretty good. And he'll try again. If we keep the House and the Senate, he'll try again to kill Obamacare. That's good. And then the real most important thing I say for last, well, actually, the wall. The wall and immigration, huge. And he's doing the best he can with all that. And he's having some success with all of that, but the wall isn't up yet. But he's trying. And then last but not least, number eight. I think we're at number eight or number nine. I lost track of my fingers here. We're at either number eight or number nine. The number eight or nine thing I want him to do, and this was the big one, besides the wall and the tax cuts, is I want them to stop the unfairness going on in America today. Liberals will tell you it's unfair that some people are rich and some people aren't. No, that's not unfair. That's life. That's, you get what you deserve in life. Yeah, there's some luck here or there, but in general, you show me someone who's smarter, someone who's sharper, someone who works harder, someone who's more disciplined, someone who sacrifices more, someone who's creative, I'll show you someone who's richer. So mostly, fair is fair. Wealth is fair. It's not unfair, it's fair. Mobility is fair. People get what they deserve. What's unfair is that there are people who don't go to work each day and collect welfare. And the rest of us have to go to work each day. And that's not right. It doesn't matter that, you know, I make $1 million a year and the average person who's on welfare makes $20,000. And you say, well, Wayne, you work and you make your million and they make $20,000. And so everybody should just accept that. No, you have no right to stay home and collect welfare. No right at all. It doesn't matter if you've decided that you don't want to work and so you'll only make $20,000, then go make $20,000 by working. Be a waitress. But don't make $20,000 by government handing you $20,000. That's wrong. And so I said in all of my books, including the most important one, the last one, the last two, Murder of the Middle Class and Angry White Male, I said that Donald Trump has to make it so that there can't be two neighbors on the same block. One goes to work each day, busts his butt, gets up at 6 in the morning, goes to work and busts his hump, and comes home late at night and barely sees his kids and barely sees his wife, and he's too tired to even make love to his wife. And then the other guy gets to sleep till noon and then watch cartoons in bed, eating Cheerios, and never goes to work and gets to play with his kids all day because he gets a welfare check. If you're able-bodied, you've got to work. And Donald Trump has got to change the whole country. You cannot get food stamps. You cannot get welfare. You cannot get Medicaid. You cannot get anything. Obamacare. If you are capable of working, you should not be allowed to get a check. And sure enough, Trump has done it. And nobody's talking about it. Did you hear about this? I didn't. Trump signed an executive order last night, Wednesday night, to require recipients of federal aid of any kind to work. Did you know that? It's like been blocked out of the media. He's doing such fantastic things, and nobody is giving him credit because they're too busy looking at Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal and an Access Hollywood tape, which I continue to say, as I did yesterday, is sexual perversion. Whoever thinks that's the most important topics in America is a sexual pervert. They aren't important at all. They're none of our business. So President Trump signed a long-anticipated executive order on Tuesday. Oh, it was Tuesday night, not Wednesday night. On Tuesday night, intended to force low-income recipients of food assistance, Medicaid, and low-income housing subsidies to join the workforce or face the loss of their benefits. Fantastic! This is what I've waited for my whole life. The order in the works since last year has an ambitious title, Reducing Poverty in America, and is directed at any program that provides means-tested assistance or other assistance that provides benefits to people, households, or families with low income. So in other words, if you're getting any form of welfare check, you got to work. Advocates for poor people question whether the order could achieve even modest goals, saying most able-bodied adults who receive non-cash federal aid either already work or face significant impediments to do so. No, Maine said to get food stamps, you got to work, and 50% dropped off the rolls and never collected food stamps again. What does that mean to you? It means that they didn't want to work. They're lazy bums. And so rather than work, they dropped off. Maybe they're selling drugs. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're selling pot. Maybe they've become prostitutes. I don't know what these people do. What does a person do who's told you get food stamps, we're taking them away unless you get a job, and then they just drop out? Really? So a real job, is that difficult for you? I think there's a combination of things. Number one, some people would rather go sell pot than get a real job. Number two is I think lots of people who are on welfare and food stamps claim they're not working, but they are working. They're working for cash as a bartender or a waitress or a waiter. They've got a cash job. They're a gardener. They're a maid. They're a nanny, and they collect cash. They don't tell anyone they've got a job. And then they collect food stamps by claiming they don't have a job. And maybe when you pass a law like this, they get scared. And they say, wow, if someone catches me, I'm going to go to prison. And so they just drop off the food stamp rolls rather than risk going to prison. Who knows? There's a myriad of reasons why they drop off. But if it saves taxpayers billions of dollars because 50% no longer collect food stamps, that's good for all of us. President Trump has directed his administration to study policies that are failing Americans, said Andrew Bremberg, the president's domestic policy chief, who briefed reporters on the order's contents. It gives all cabinet departments 90 days to produce plans that impose work requirements on able-bodied aid recipients and block ineligible immigrants from receiving aid while drafting a list of recommended regulatory and policy changes to push recipients off the rolls and into jobs. The aim is to prod federal and state officials to take a tougher stance with aid recipients, millions of whom currently receive exemptions from existing work requirements because they are in training programs, provide care for relatives, or volunteer their labor. I mean, is this not wonderful? Is this not candy? The sweetest vanilla chocolate candy in the world for every Republican, every conservative, and every libertarian? But instead, you're fed a steady diet of Stormy. Stormy is blocking the sun. Donald Trump, you are the greatest. We love you. We love you. You're fantastic. Wayne Allyn, War Now. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls. 844-WAR-NOW-1. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Attention ladies, is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint confidence comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392. War no.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Wayne on the Root, War Now. Yeah, actually, Megan is asking me how her microphone is so low now, because a gal was in here doing an interview who's very short, so that's what happened. You're just like giants, you know? That person wasn't even very short. They were just, they were like 5 feet tall, you know? It's not like they were 3 feet.
5 feet tall? What was this, Wizard of Oz?
There's no 5 foot women in the world.
No,
you know,
I know she's very petite. I'm 5'10".
Yes, Megan Barth is with us, and she always makes herself well known.
Sorry,
she's big. Her website's ReaganBabe.com, by the way. Mine's RootForAmerica.com. Before we get into the whole Megan Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hasselfesser Incorporated, remember that?
Yes.
From Laverne and Shirley. I want to tell you the sponsor of this segment of the show is Bullet Blocker. Were you here when I talked about Bullet Blocker? Have you ever heard about them? You know Blue Blocker. Do you know Bullet Blocker?
No. Well, yes. Yes, I have heard of them.
They make the amazing backpacks and things that protect your kids at school. They're amazing. Lots of products.
Oh, right.
Every once in a while you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that?
Love it.
Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful made-in-the-USA company. Everything's made here that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life, stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. How cool is that? If you're a parent and you don't get something for your kids when you send them off to school each day, you got to be crazy. I mean, seriously, every person who's listening should be sending these gifts off to their kids. You know, giving them a backpack, giving them an insert that goes in their actual books. You can have a notebook and you put an insert in that's police body armor. They can hold the book up and bullets bounce off it. Clothing, vests, briefcases, you name it. Go to bulletblocker.com, enter promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, WAR, to save 10%. Bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. All right. Actually, before I get to all the topics of Megan, I want to say something to Megan about the last thing I was talking about. I want to finish up my point. Were you listening to the car when you drove in?
I was.
I was talking about welfare, and Trump is kind of, you know, remember they gave that lying name to Clinton? He ended welfare as we know it. He didn't end welfare as we know it, but this guy, Trump, probably just did end welfare as we know it. And what did I put in all my books, especially Angry White Male? I said, you could have two people on the same block, and one is going to work each day, busting his hump, getting up at 6. The other one sleeping till noon, watching cartoons of Jerry Springer, and collecting a welfare check, and that's not right. And here's what Trump said. Trump says, I know people that work 3 jobs, and they live next door to someone who doesn't work at all, and the person who's not working at all and has no intention of working at all is making more money and doing better than the person who goes to work every day and works his ass off, Trump said. Trump speaks just like me. I think he listens to the show. Works his or her ass off, and it's just not right. And that's what my whole book was about. Trump has a chance to end all this, and you know what? He's doing it. And it's not in the news because Stormy Daniels is blocking the light of the sun. You know what she's blocking the light of the sun with? I won't say it on the air. But
where the microphone was.
Yes, where the microphone was. She's blocking the light of the sun. Nothing else gets in but Stormy Daniels and Robert Mueller's idiotic attorney-client privilege raid and the affairs that Donald Trump has had and the Access Hollywood tape when we should be talking about Donald Trump just really ended welfare as we know it. He did what Clinton did not do but claimed to do. And it's wonderful, because all I've ever talked about is you can't have 2 families in the same block where one works and one doesn't. It isn't right. If you're able-bodied, you got to go to work. Trump just picked up on what I said. And by the way, I sent him my book, Angry White Male. And maybe he read it. Maybe his people read it. Maybe they gave him a synopsis of it. But this was the central element in the entire book, and Trump just did it. And even his quote sounds like it came right out of my book. And I wouldn't be surprised, because I remember in 2012, I wrote a commentary for Fox News, and I said, my dad, 40 years ago, was a butcher who said, the Republican Party isn't the party of the rich, it's the party of anyone who ever wants to be rich, or hopes to be rich, or hopes their kids are rich. And the next day, that exact line came out of Mitt Romney's mouth. You know, these guys read books and articles, and they steal your stuff. They're all thieves. Mm-hmm. But, you know, theft is the greatest form of flattery. And if they like what you're saying, they adopt it as their own. I get it. That's politics. And so I think Trump read my book, Angry White Male, and this is exactly what I said to do. Make sure 2 families can't live completely different lives, even though they live next to each other, because one of them is living on the dole on welfare. I think it's fantastic.
Well, thank God. But the press isn't talking about it because they're too busy carrying out the Democrat smear campaign. They are too busy talking about Stormy. I don't know if you saw this tweet from Carol Costello today. Big caps, right? All caps. Hashtag urgent. Trump doorman Dino Sajidin. I can confirm that while working at Trump World Tower, I was instructed not to criticize President Trump's former housekeeper due to a prior relationship she had with President Trump, which produced this child. This is great. This is urgent to CNN.
Nobody knows if anyone's telling the truth about things like this. And there was something out there that says he's a liar, and he's been found to be a liar, this guy, who is the doorman. Yeah.
Right. Who knows? What was he going to call the housekeeper?
Here, former Trump building doorman claiming POTUS as a love child is a pathological liar who says that his ex-wife, not that I necessarily believe ex-wives, but in this case, I think the ex-wife is probably correct. He's a pathological liar.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. War Now. We're back with Megan in a second. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War.
You
USA Radio News.
Current CIA Director Mike Pompeo went before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today as President Trump's nominee to be the next Secretary of State. One of the big topics was Russia. Take a listen to Pompeo address just exactly how tough he'll be on Russia.
If I am confirmed as the Secretary of State, I can assure you this administration will continue, as it has for the past 15 months, to take real actions to push back, to reset the deterrence relationship with respect to Russia.
The Oklahoma teachers' walkout extended into its ninth day today. Teachers in Arizona, meanwhile, held a walk-in before the start of classes, calling for higher salaries. One high school history teacher said he's so discouraged, he's leaving the teaching profession.
I had the understanding, knowing that the back end was really going to be the reward. I was frozen 8-9 of my first 10 years, so I didn't get any increase in pay for a significant portion of my career.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We'll be right back.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. Gotten through halfway hour number two. Coming up in about 35 minutes or so, it's hour number three. And it's Newsmax TV. Power Hour. We got Megan Barth with us in studio. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. Mine is RootForAmerica.com. Two of your first stops each day to find out the latest news and the strong opinions of Megan Barth. Not one, not two, but three Californias. Tell me about this, Megan.
Yeah.
Three Californians. Because I thought the big thing was whether California would secede or not.
Right.
Now it turns out there's one that's absolutely going to qualify for the ballot that will divide California in three. How are they dividing it?
Yeah, I wrote about this over on MediaEqualizer.com, and they're going to divide it in threes. Now, a billionaire hedge fund or a venture capitalist guy, I'm trying to get his name, started this initiative, and they basically will separate like some of the LA counties. So it'll be Los Angeles or Northern California, Southern California, which is like the Orange County counties, and then the 40 other counties up north of LA will be. Let's see, what is
it? You're leaving something out, which is San Francisco. Where's San Francisco?
Northern. So it's Northern California. So you have, they're going to separate California into California by Los Angeles counties, right? Southern California is Orange counties and San Diego. And then you have Northern California north of L.A., you know, upwards towards San Francisco. There's a map on the piece, MediaEqualizer.com.
And I saw that map. I thought it showed L.A. and San Francisco and the whole coast were lumped together because I don't want Frisco to be in that north. They'll drown out the votes. That'll be another liberal state.
You've got a slice. They take it by population. It's a very interesting map. But for Northern California, it's the remaining 40 counties. So you go up to Kern County. Let's see, that's southern. But see, Kern County is involved in it. So they must have pieced it by, not just by population, right? So everyone's going to have a little bit of the liberal in it, but it's not going to be so condensed. You're actually going to have more of a representation based upon the amount of people.
No, I get it, but what worries me is that you could, I'd have to see exactly what they're doing, because you could have now add Democratic senators and congresspeople. What have you created? Remember, every state gets two senators. So right now, California is 2-0 Democrats. We're never going to get a Republican.
Right.
But if you create it's possible all three could wind up winning by a whisker for Democrats. One would be a landslide for Democrats, obviously, the L.A. one. But the North might be drowned out, all those rural counties by San Francisco. They win Democrats. They have two more senators. And the South could wind up being Democrat, and you have two more senators. You could create six Democratic senators.
It has to be. Well, the point is, there's an initiative on the ballot. He got 600,000 signatures for it. He only needed to get 400,000. If it passes, Congress has to ratify it.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the secede movement. It has everything to do with three states. It's 3stateca.com, and that
I
will give you all of
it. I get it. I'm worried that is this going to be, 4-2 for Democrats, 6-0 for Democrats, or 4-2 for Republicans. If it's divided right, you could always win the Orange County, San Diego one, and you could also win the Northern one. If they should have just took San Francisco, L.A., and all the coast and put it into one state, and that would bury the Frisco people with the L.A. people. See, that's what they should have done.
Well, of course. But, you know, the liberal utopia.
Kern County's not going to outvote San Francisco, right? So I don't know if you could ever win the North if San Francisco's part of the North. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because the North is great.
I didn't try to figure it out. Yes. It's just a point of news.
Yes. Everything north of San Francisco is great. That's all Republican territory.
Right. And inland. I mean, when you really look at California, it's the entire coast that's blue, a smattering, from San Francisco to L.A. And then San Diego now is becoming a little bit more blue because of the shift in demographics and the illegal aliens. So, and I don't know if you saw, but there were three more counties that added themselves to defy the sanctuary state law.
Mm-hmm. I did.
One of them being Orange, where I fled from. I was very happy to see that, Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Fantastic. I'm just typing it to the computer to see if I can find that map because I want to see how they divide it. So here, new California plan would split the state in three.
Just got an image.
And I just want to see if they here's the map. Okay. All right. So, yeah, you're right. San Francisco's lumped in with the North. That's
right.
Not good. I don't think you're going to win. It's going to be good for Republicans. This would all be Republican. They lumped in Fresno, Kern, San Bernardino, Riverside, San Diego is one. So that means they left Orange County. Oh, Orange County's in that too. So that would be Republican most of the time. Still not guaranteed. No. But figure that's a Republican. The L.A. one is a total loss. You're dead with L.A. and Santa Barbara. Forget it. The question is, could you ever, would all these states like counties like Shasta, Tehama, Mendocino, Napa, Sonoma, would they ever be able to outvote San Francisco? No, no way. So you have two Democrats here, two Republicans here, two Democrats there. So you're still going to be negative two in the state of California. It's no different than now. I don't see what the point would be. I really don't. They should have lumped San Francisco in with Los Angeles. Would have been much better. But I don't know. The guy's name is Tim Draper, the billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe you can actually, maybe you have a shot to win the North one. Maybe San Francisco lumped in with all the suburbs gives you a chance to win by a laser, you know, a razor-thin margin occasionally. I don't know. But I don't know what the point is if all you do is create six senators instead of two, and it's back to 4-2 or 5-1 Democrats. You haven't accomplished a damn thing. So I don't know. I was more in the mode of let's make them seat. Just leave.
Oh, hey, I'll get behind that. I heard you interview the guy the other week.
Yeah, I just wanted to leave. California's never going to be any good for us. All right, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's Leandra English prepared legal case against Trump on government time. So what legal case are we talking about?
Okay, this is crazy. So you have to give me a little more notice so I can pull up my phone. But, yes, so this gal worked for Obama under the new bureaucracy, the Bureau of, like, Consumer Protection.
Yeah, the one founded by Elizabeth Indian Warren.
Correct,
yeah.
The socialist
mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm.
They have no caps on their salary. They basically operate independently. This chick makes over $200,000 a year.
So she's like the Fed. It's like a quasi-government private organization.
Right. It's like the elite of the elite club over on the Hill. And so she, in protest, leaves the office because Director Mick Mulvaney was hired.
And he's great.
And he is great. And so she leaves and she goes to San Francisco because there's an office there of just 15 employees. In the last 5 weeks, she basically has just said, you know, phone call here, phone call there. Now, she's collecting over $200,000 a year. In the last 5 weeks, no one's really heard from her. She's got some phone calls. She's doing the very bare minimum. But what mm-hmm. they found out is that she has these phone calls that she has been on are with attorneys general, you know, in New York and
of
in
course.
Maryland. And they basically are creating a lawsuit, another lawsuit.
And what's the lawsuit
them.
About, though?
This is for, I have to get the exact.
It's probably about the takeover of the Financial Protection Bureau, right? Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Yeah. She, let's see. Well, that's her salary.
All right, so we get the idea. The idea is that she's using company time, government, taxpayer money to sit there and build a lawsuit against Trump. And I'm assuming they were all up in arms because Trump took over the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and took it away from all of Elizabeth Warren's friends. So I assume they're suing because they say somehow he did it wrong and they should get their control back.
Exactly, yeah, because he replaced the former Obama director, of course, with Mick Mulvaney, and he cited like a 1986 law to do it. So now they're trying to basically kick out Mulvaney.
Right. I just think these are things that go over people's heads. No one even knows what a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is.
Well, and that's the problem. And it's basically an unaccountable bureau that was started by a socialist who thinks she's a Cherokee Indian.
Right.
And this chick is making close to $300,000. It's like $258,000 a year.
Right. Well, you know, on government time, that's nothing.
Trump should have shut it down.
Don't forget, in Vegas, you've got, you know, average government employees making $400,000 a year. I mean, it's crazy. It's insane. Do you understand what I go through on a daily basis, the hustle of my life? And I'm guaranteed zero, and I have no pension, and nobody pays my health insurance. Do you have any idea? How could you be the number one radio host in the whole town, and you make less than one government employee who's just got a safe job for life?
They can retire at 52.
52? Some are retired 45. They look at their watch for 25 years, and they go, time's up, I'm gone. And you just go, how did they get a six-figure pension for the rest of their lives? If they live from 50 to 100, 50 years at 100,000 a year is a $5 million golden parachute. But wait, that doesn't include step-up increases, cost of living increases, all the other stuff they add in, health insurance for life. So you're talking about giving like a $7 to $10 million golden parachute to one average government employee. There's no small businessman or woman that retires with that. There's no such thing. It's insanity. It really is insanity.
Well, you put them in power, they'll vote themselves up raises all the time. And look at what just happened with the teachers. You know, it was at Kansas or Oklahoma, I can't remember which, but they got a 15% raise, and they still walked out.
That's Oklahoma, they're on strike. Is that what you're
talking
about? They're on strike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it should be against the law for teachers to be on strike. They have no right to go on strike. What are the kids supposed to do? What are the parents supposed to do? Kids are not home now.
Right,
I mean,
they have to, they have to pay for a babysitter.
It's absolutely wrong, morally wrong. You cannot allow government employees to strike, and you should not allow government employees to have collective bargaining.
No.
Why are they allowed collective bargaining? They're not bargaining with anybody. The negotiations between the government and the government.
You know, if the teachers go out and strike, they should risk the fact that someone like Reagan, who actually just replaced, remember the striking, what was it, the... Air controllers. That should be the risk. You know what? Okay, we're just going to get all the subs and we're going to make them full time until you stop having a tantrum.
Right. Except with a teacher, it would probably be much harder to do because, you know, to get a teacher, you have to have a degree and you have to have a master's degree in many cases. And you're not going to get that overnight, I don't think. I assume not. So I'm not sure how easy that is. The point, look, I like teachers. Nothing wrong with teachers. I have the greatest teacher story in the history of mankind. My daughter went to Harvard after being homeschooled. But she wasn't homeschooled by mommy and daddy. She was homeschooled by tutors who we hired, who were all retired public school teachers from New York who settled in retirement in Las Vegas. And they answered the ad in the paper. And they taught my daughter, and she wound up at Harvard.
Maybe they should ask themselves why they have 20 bureaucrats in the administration for one teacher.
Right. That's the problem. There it is. But obviously, I proved there's nothing wrong with public school teachers, because retired public school teachers got my daughter into Harvard. But again, it was one-on-one, a whole different ballgame than 50 kids in a classroom.
But they're pointing the fingers at the wrong people.
Wayne Allyn, War Now. We'll be right back. Back with Megan. A little more.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout. For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers
managers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Lannis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, Wayne on the Road, War Now. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this last segment of hour number two. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It is an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's a Christian health sharing organization. There are no networks. So you choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. And if it makes you feel much more secure, gives you a little credibility here. Wayne Allyn, your host, who's talking to you right now, I use Liberty HealthShare. My life, my health is in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. So is my family. So is my four kids. Liberty HealthShare, $449 a month for my family. It means it saved $18,000 last year, and I'll save $18,000 this year. It saved me $36,000. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Are there some things you could do with $36,000 in savings over a two-year period? I'll bet there are. For more information, call toll-free, 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, toll-free anywhere in the country, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. All right, so, Megan, you were here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so it's since you were here last that this raid happened on Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, and I just have been commenting for 2 days now that even though I'm a law and order Republican who likes to, you know, throw away the key and put people in jail for life, I've always been the world's biggest believer in attorney-client privilege. Everywhere, even a mafia don, a drug dealer.
I can't even believe we're going to have this conversation. Like, what Mueller did
is terrible, just disgusting, despicable.
It is a violation of one of the fundamentals. He's trying to find a crime.
Right.
He's investigating a person. He's not investigating a crime.
He's not investigating.
This has nothing to do with Russian collusion right. Unless Stormy Daniels is a freaking Russian.
Right. Or Karen McDougal or American
Access Trump,
Hollywood.
The fact that Trump's immediate reaction was that he was outraged is the right reaction to have.
Of course.
And the fact that everyone's not outraged worries me more.
You know,
and the fact that you have Jeff Sessions that isn't This isn't about Russian collusion, okay? So he's only recused himself from the Russian collusion part. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. Supposedly, this has everything to do with campaign finance, mm-hmm. but we know it's really not that. This was like a sting operation. This is basically an out-and-out whitewater because they're basically just going in and stealing files.
Look, do you remember, were you around, you're a little younger than me, do you remember in the 1990s when Ken Starr went after Bill Clinton?
Yes.
All the liberals I knew, and I used to be a regular guest on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, all the liberals screamed, Ken Starr's a sex pervert.
Right.
He's digging into Bill Clinton's sex life. Well, that was sex with an intern in the White House on taxpayer dime on the taxpayer desk. And it was also lying under oath.
Right.
This is sex from 10 years ago while Trump was a private citizen, and it was consensual, and it's none of anyone's business. So isn't Mueller a sex pervert? I think he's far more of a sex pervert, therefore, than Ken Starr using the liberal logic.
Someone is. But these types of Gestapo tactics were just looking the other way. And so the fact that...
Better off not.
Oh, okay.
Better off not.
But the fact is, you know, that is the type of mentality, somebody that can put together that type of fiction about a Russian hooker can certainly put it together for a woman named Stormy Daniels.
Look, I keep saying it's a perverted thing. This was not what he was hired for. The American taxpayer didn't spend tens of millions to study Donald Trump's private sex life. It's none of their business. It is Melania's business. But it's nobody else's business in the whole world, and tens of millions of our money, my money, and your money have been wasted on this because they can't find Russian collusion. But here's what got me really mad. These four letters, ACLU, why don't you tell us what you think? The ACLU should be on the side of Donald Trump on this one, but because they're liberal and they're right. obsessed with Trump, they excuse anything that puts Trump in trouble. It's a joke.
The ACLU has zero to do with the civil liberties unless it is a leftist being hurt. The ACLU is the nation's premier defender of privacy, they wrote, and this is the legal director, David Cole. And we've long maintained that the right of every American to speak freely is to his or her attorney is essential to the legal system. These rights are protected by the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments, and we are second to none in defending them. But we also believe in the rule of law. Okay. As an essential foundation for civil liberties and civil rights, and perhaps the first principle of the rule of law is that no one, not even the president, let alone his lawyer, is above the law. And no one, mm-hmm. not even the president, can exploit the attorney-client privilege to engage in crime or fraud.
Listen.
There's no...
If you want to make an excuse that attorney-client privilege can be suspended for mafia dons and drug dealers, I don't agree, by the way. I don't think it should ever be suspended. But these are not real crimes. These are sex issues. They're not crimes. If Trump had an affair, it's not crime, but I know where he's going. See, I said this in the first hour. This is where Mueller's going, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Mueller's saying that Donald Trump used campaign funds or his own private funds to cheat the campaign finance laws by covering up an affair with McDougal through David Pecker, believe it or not, funny name, chairman of National Enquirer, who killed the story after paying her $100,000, and then by using his own lawyer to pay off Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess there's an assertion here that Trump must have been paying off someone to keep that Access Hollywood tape dead until finally it came out anyway. And all of these were attempts to defraud voters and the financial election system. I believe that's where he's going with all of this. So.
Right. So, but this has nothing to do with Russian collusion.
Nothing.
So where is Jeff Sessions protecting the attorney-client privilege?
Yeah. All right. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al, Megan, say goodbye to everyone.
Bye,
everyone. ReaganBabe.com. I'm at RootForAmerica.com. We're coming right back. I'm getting in a suit, and I'll be on Newsmax TV in just a jiffy, ripping Mueller to shreds. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al. We'll take you this way.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather not use words like those in the showers. I already got in trouble.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.